Exam Skills Trainer 2, Exercise 4.
Hello, and thank you for asking me to come and speak to you today. I'd like to start by telling you a little bit about how I became a space scientist. I was always interested in the stars and spent a lot of time as a child staring out of my window at the night sky. I also read books from the library and learned all about the planets and famous astronomers such as Galileo, who studied the stars. I used to stand in the garden and point out the names of the planets to my very patient parents. Science wasn't really my favourite subject when I was at school. I preferred maths, although I wasn't very good at it. I also played the violin and the piano very well, and I thought for a while that music would be my future career. But then I went on a school trip to the Science Museum in London. There was an exhibition about the history of space travel, and also a film about shooting stars. I thought it was amazing that most of the shooting stars we see are meteoroids. These objects can be small, like sand, or larger rocks. A meteoroid becomes a meteor when it hits the atmosphere and leaves a bright light behind it. That night, I was looking out of my window and there was a shooting star. I was so excited, I decided right then that I would be a space scientist. I worked hard at school and studied physics at university. After that, I worked for several years as a research assistant at different universities in Britain and later in Japan. During that time, I worked on a very exciting space mission to Mars. Now I'm back in Britain working on another space mission. People ask me how to become a space scientist. Well, it isn't easy, but I'm proof that it's possible. It doesn't matter too much which university you go to, but you need to get the best science degree you can and then go from there. Follow your dreams and don't give up.